Grace be unto you and peace from our Heavenly Father and Lord Jesus Christ. For the beginning of these YEMSA Opista services, we will unite together in thanksgiving and prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we bring you thanks for all those blessings, temporal and spiritual, which you have greatly blessed us with. Let us quieten by your endless grace and your word, that we would see ourselves, each other, and the world around us as you have originally taught us. We thank you for our fatherland and our government. Give it goodness to guide us as your word teaches. Thank you that we have been able to gather together here at the Opista services by your word. Give us the grace to hear your word and to believe its teachings. Take away the worries from temporal worries and refresh our souls by your fountains of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, be with those who have not been able, despite their desires, be able to come to these services. Confirm through faith to them that they are one with us and that they are remembered through prayers of intercession. Thank you for the Opistos and the work of the Opistos, which you allow to happen through your grace for the best of all of our souls. Let your blessing continue for the Opista services and Opista work. And we grant under your prayers the continued work of the Opistos. We also pray for all those who are still searching for peace onto their souls. We ask for the grace of repentance for those. Bless these services in the glory of thy name and thy kingdom. Amen. From the Acts of the Apostles, from the 7th chapter, 26 verses 27, we hear in Jesus' name. Grace be unto you through the knowing of our Lord Jesus Christ. From the board of the YEMSA Opisto, I have the joy to welcome you all to the services of Keoruu YEMSA Opisto services of 2025 here in the area of the Iso Kirja. These Opisto services are yearly happening, to which everyone is welcome. Here gathers the community of the YEMSA Opisto to quieten down by the works of the Opistos. We believe that God does the work of his kingdom through his children, and that is why it is important that we would remain believing. And be keen to gather around God's word. The wondrous work of Christ is faith. The theme of these services is from Psalms 119. Lord, Your word is eternal. God's word is unchanging, and we can pause by it during these services. And we can be comforted in its eternal word in this changing world. We thank you already, Heavenly Father, that you give us and continue to give those words of grace and truth that we hear as listeners at services need. After this space at the previous service site in YEMSA Opisto got too small, we have been able to gather here at these rental spaces in Keuruu. And I want to offer my thanks to the representatives of the Iso Kirja organization that we have been able to gather here. We thank all officials for your collaboration in arranging these services. This year, the congregations of Espoo, Hämeenlinna, Nurmijärvi, Savonlinna have been a part of the organization of these services, and the work for these services have been done through faith and love. The apostle says to always be joyful in the Lord's work, that your work is not in vain. I remember when I was young and I traveled in those self-righteous circles, but it was a different kind of motivation than what I have here at these services. And at first, when I was at these services, I was wondering how does this work, as the motivation did not come from the self. At the beginning of these services, one asked me if I was eager in this work. And I said yes. And he asked, why is that? And I responded, I suppose it is because it is that this precious gospel is preached. And this reflects that condition of the heart, that it does not come from the self, but it is a fruit of faith. Love and experiencing that precious thing which we have ourselves been able to experience. This was very touching to hear. But I want to extend my thanks to everyone who has been here partaking in arranging these services. And we pray that the Heavenly Father will bless these services. Also to those who have not been able to participate, maybe concretely in the arrangement of these services, but have been supporting in other ways. Most importantly, those who have in prayer remembered the work of the Kingdom of God. We are thankful for the staff of the IEMSA Opisto for all the work in this Opisto environment. The prayers have been heard that more and more youth would be able to partake in the Opisto experience from the grants granted by the government. 80 students will be starting at the Maitoinen campus this year. And also additional spots have opened in Ranua and Reisjärvi. And courses related to the Opisto experiences have also been expanded. We close all of this work that it can be continued in the coming years. God bless the work of the Opistos, and God bless these services. Paul was on a mission trip to Athens. He had to wait there for his companions Silas and Timothy. And he used his time wandering around in the city discussing matters of faith. This can also happen today. When I'm remembering a recent mission trip to Africa, when we were with our guides traveling to the service place and the car broke down. We then waited to find a place to fix the car, and we went to the yard of one home that our guide knew. And more people started to gather there to the yard. And while we were there, we decided that we will hold services here. And if I remember, many received the grace of repentance there. When we continue our travels and arrived at the official service place, we were maybe 2 or 3 hours late, and the service guests had been waiting the whole time, and they were joyful that we arrived. They were not disappointed or shaking their heads of why didn't you arrive earlier. And at this time, I don't think there was phones in this area. I was reminded of what the Africans were saying to us, the Europeans, saying that, yes, you Europeans have a watch, but we have time. This speaks to how important they saw the work of the kingdom of God. It is good to wait for good things. And even today, it is very important to us that we see and experience how we are by such a great thing in the kingdom of God. And how, on the other hand, we are so small as individuals. Feeling our sin in front of the grace of our God. They're the people who are then interested. How Paul was speaking of Jesus in the resurrection. And he was brought then to a mount. And on this mount, there was, for example, a seat which evaluated the teachings of the city, and Paul was brought here. And it was said that Dionysus, one of the members of the city, received the grace of repentance. And the portion of Bible that I selected to read is from Paul. That God has set our borders, that us, we would find God seeking him. That they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. And I am reminded of the three wise men, how they were seeking, and then the star led them to our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Maybe remember Cornelius, who also searching in his own righteousness for God. And God granted him to find. Jesus speaks. He who seeks shall find, and he who knocks shall be opened for. That if you seek the kingdom of God, everything else shall be given unto you. God allows us to come to that door from which, when we knock, it shall be opened. We will find the treasure in the field, as our brother spoke yesterday. That great gift and treasure, which changes our life so that everything else by comparison is evaluated according to this great gift. I also want to tell you that I am standing here in the area of my birth. This Pohjoisjärvi, the lake here, is the place of my birth home. At the shores of this lake, I have learned to walk. There was the elder home of Heikkilä here at the time, and those stone buildings that are still here are the structures of this building. As a 7-year-old boy, with the leading of my teacher, I have been singing here. And later I have gone to this building to see. I wonder if it was this hallway where I sang. I have been in the books of the Keuruu, baptized in Keuruu. I have learned the fundamentals of faith here at school. As a 12-year-old boy, not of my own will, but the will of my parents, we moved away from here. Although it was difficult, I have later learned that this was the good guidance of our God. So that seeking I could find the kingdom of God and its children. And when we think how the children of God acted towards me, when with self-righteousness on my heart, I question their teachings and their faith. And regardless of this, they hoped and loved, saying that we wish that this person receives the grace of repentance. And then God allowed me to find this treasure, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing cometh from the word of God. And how can people hear if they are not preached to? And how can they preach if they have not been sent? And how wonderful are the feet of those who preacheth the word of God. And when I am back here in my childhood area, I am joyful that from these feet, which I used to learn to walk many years ago, I can now preach the precious gospel for all of you who are hearing this sermon. Also those who were perhaps my classmates back in the day and who I had to leave sadly in the past years. God's kingdom is near you. Repent and believe the gospel. In Jesus' name and precious blood, you can believe unto peace, freedom, and joy, all of your sins forgiven. And be in peace and joy and under the grace of our God amongst the children of God during the past years. I have been able to follow very closely how we have been able to get more places for our Christian opistos. and we have not necessarily always known what to do or what, where God is leading us and what is his will. But we trusted in all moments that God knows, and it has carried us, and in a wonderful way, we can now rejoice of these added spaces, places, praying that we can keep these open places and the youth work of the kingdom of God goes forward. Our good God guides his own. When we find for this most important treasure and keep it close to our hearts. And as Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all things shall be given unto you. Dear travel friend, what kinds of children of God have gathered together here today? Is there some tired traveler friends here? Is there those who yearningly seek to hear the eternal word of God? And that amazing gospel word, gospel message. Is there those hungering for the word of God? Blessed be those who thirst and are hungry, because they will be fed. The heavenly shepherd does not abandon his flock, but carries even the weak one. Dear children of God, believe all of your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. Can I also believe? I want to believe together with you. In Jesus' name, amen.